appreciation for your being here tonight. You're visiting. We're glad to see you. We've got a bunch of visitors over here and different places in the auditorium. Thought we had a real good singing tonight, didn't you? I hope you've enjoyed singing praises unto God. Now for just a moment, we'd like to call your attention to the Bible, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." How I wish I could tell everybody all over the world tonight about that invitation, Jesus. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Come to Jesus. Why? He's the only answer. Who do you know of that is a greater friend and more important to you, even in this life as well as that which is to come? Think about it. When Peter said in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Can't be saved by anybody else. All of us know Hebrews 9:27. "It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this," the next occasion after your death, is the judgment of God. Is your heart right with God? Are you ready now to give an answer to the one that you'll be standing before? And he's telling us that because it's true. It really is. No exception. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. No wonder Jesus is inviting you to come. If you're ready, won't you come now? Obey him while together we stand and while we sing.